As a kid, I used to collect the magazine. I loved it, right? Very, very funny American magazine. And I've got about 100 issues, going back, some of them from the 80s, 90s, and stuff like that.
But that
some
probably might is find... worth a lot then, isn't it?
I doubt it. I don't know. No, not really. I think they're only about sort of 80p per copy or stuff like that.
Yeah, but go back in time, the ones that were worth 80p back in the early 90s, probably worth a fair bit.
Yeah,
now.
But I can't go on an Antiques Roadshow with a humour magazine from the 90s. It says here, yes, the ISBN number says 1999. You know, but that's my collection. Christian, I collect all my cat's whiskers when they fall out. I put them in a bag. There's about 150 of them.
Creepy.
That is the scariest thing I've ever heard. If I went round to your house and I saw a bag and what's in that, my cat's whiskers, I'm leaving. And saying, please don't kill me. Okay, please. We've got someone now who's got a collection. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
OC, how the devil are you?
I'm pretty good, Keith. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Love listening to the show.
Thank you very much, Keith. Keith, what do you collect?
Well, I don't think it's weird, but the family does. I collect 8 Acme vintage whistles.
Fantastic. How many have you got?
I got approximately about 32 to 34, mate.
So you're talking the kind of like Swanee whistle, kind of... that kind of one.
They'll do those ones. They do duck calls. They do referees' whistles, train whistles.
So, like a duck whistle?
You can get duck whistle on them, yeah.
Yep. And what about like, the old police whistles they used to have? You got one of those?
Yeah, police whistles on the chain. I've also got a British Rail train whistle that comes with also an Acme horn attached to it.
Now, listen, Keith, you're obviously not with the collection of whistles right now. It sounds like you're on the move, correct?
I am indeed, yes.
Is there any way on the show we could ever have a little bit where you play to us over the phone some of your favourite whistles? I, for one, would genuinely love that, Keith.
I could probably arrange that, yeah.
Yes, we should have a show and tell, once a week show and tell feature where we get somebody on. I would love to hear from someone. Love to hear the sound of some of those whistles.
Dory that in for tomorrow morning, yeah. Surely, unless...
Keith, what time do you think we could have that? We're here from 6.
I won't be home until next week, I'm afraid. I'm a long-distance lorry driver.
I've got you, right. Okay. All right. Well, we're off next week, but what about the week... commencing April the 4th to get diaries
out.
That's
a strong comeback.
It is, isn't it? Because we can trail it and go, oh, hi, the show's off right now. But when we're back, Keith's on with a collection of whistles. Suddenly, you know, Moyles, yeah. Evans, they hear all of that and go, we need something for April.
Oh, whatever you do, don't mention Evans' name, for God's sake. That really bring my day down.
This is taking a turn, isn't it? Now, listen, Keith.
So you know... that it is thanks to Mr. Evans that I bought a new radio so that I could tune in to Absolute Radio. I found you from that way, and I've been hooked ever since.
Well, we're a kind of whistle to you that way.
Oh, yes, mate. Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, now, yeah, thank you, Keith. Now, listen, Keith, this is all great, but I need those whistles on air, Keith.
Not a problem, mate. Not a problem. The week after next, I'll be able to do your whistles for you.
Awesome. That Monday, we're back. Yeah. I'm not gonna be excited. That is my birthday week, and I want only one thing, Keith to blow his whistle.
I'll bring my special one in. I'll bring my horn one as well.
Always coming in.
One for
this
you.
Is even better. I thought this might be over the phone, but I think to really get this to sound right, I mean, I know we have a lot of sessions in this station, but have we ever had a man and his whistles?
Never.
Well, we're just about to. Yes, definitely got to come in.
I'm up the road, mate. I would love to come in. That would be absolutely ideal.
Come in, you can have breakfast with us, and then take Richie for a little trip as well, then in your lorry afterwards, one way. Take him on a little private stag do, just you and him. He can blow his whistles.
Rescue. I would absolutely love it, but I'm going to have to turn down, but I can give you an over-the-phone with them. And I'll even send you pictures of them.
Great, okay. Well, look, Pence is back on the phone now. He doesn't want to come. He's douched us. I feel a bit left hanging here. This is amazing. Keith, what we do then? We talk on Monday, April the 4th, okay?
Not a problem, not a problem. Top man. Keep having a love the whole lot of you.
All right, just get me excited. What is your favourite whistle that is, I look forward to hearing over the phone?
It's probably going to actually be the train whistle.
Mm-hmm. Not the one with the horn.
That's the best one and most, you know, most valuable.
What's the loudest one?
That one.
Right, hang on, you're so valuable. What? How much is that one worth and what is the collection worth overall?
Oh, I wouldn't know, but you pay up to, well, some of them go for stupid prices, but normally up around the £30 to £45 per whistle.
Wow.
Had that one for free.
That whistle wasn't worth much, I tell you.
All right, sorry. All right, listen, Keith, we'll speak Monday, April the 4th, okay?
Not a problem, mate. Not a problem. I look forward to it.
Keith, safe on the roads, and it has genuinely been a joy chatting to you, okay? Thank you very much for calling in. Take care, mate.
Take care. All the best.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Keith. I, for one, am excited about coming back from our break. Just for that one thing, Keith and his whistles. Let's get the travel news now. 7:21 is Matt Dyson.
Absolute Radio Travel. With Shell, fill up and go. Pay for your fuel from the comfort of your car. The speedy new payment service from the Shell Motorist app. Terms and conditions apply.
Big problems on the M25 this morning in Hertfordshire. It's closed anti-clockwise at the moment. 6 miles of queuing traffic between junction 21A for the M1 South and junction 19 for Watford. It's after a small crack was discovered on the bridge section near junction 20 overnight. It's not going to reopen till this afternoon, they're saying. Also on the M25 in Hertfordshire, 3 miles of queuing traffic due to emergency repair work anti-clockwise at junction 20 to 21. It's taking half an hour to get through that. On the M1, it's slow going due to earlier roadworks northbound between junction 11 and 12 for Flitwick. And on the Tube in London, there are still severe delays on the Central, Circle and Hammersmith and City lines due to an earlier signal failure at Moorgate. There's more travel in 20 minutes.
.co.uk/livewellforless.
Christian, maybe Keith could play Richie's wedding reception.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Get your building project done with 3 for 2 on Mastercrete cement, single price £6.59.
Let's do it right.
We all know owning your own home seems like a dream, but with a government home buying scheme, it could be closer than you think. Make your dream first home a reality.
Living at home with mum and dad was great. You get your washing done, but it's not like having my own place. That moment when I got the keys, I've never felt so grown up. I love the freedom of being able to have my mates over to watch the footy and do whatever I want to do. Having your own space is the best. I'd definitely recommend it.
Over 200,000 people have already benefited from a government home buying scheme. You can join them. Find out more at ownyourhome.gov.uk.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
The Jaguar XE hasn't just redefined the sports saloon. With lightweight aluminium architecture and advanced driving dynamics, it's redefined performance. And from only £289 a month plus VAT on business contract hire, it's redefining your expectations. Didn't expect that, did you? Jaguar XE from £289 a month. Redefine your expectations at your local Jaguar retailer.
Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
If your fence is the cause of some offence, then don't sit on the fence. Get down to your local Jewson before the end of March. We've got incised fence posts from only £5.95 and lap fence panels from only £16.99. Fantastic fencing deals at Ring Fence Prices at Jewson. To find your nearest branch, visit jewson.co.uk today. Jewson, fantastic offers made for the trade. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions, see jewson.co.uk.
Well, hello to you. The rebel who applies a top coat to your nails before the bottom coat is dry. You're the rule breaker who's been known to eat after dinner mince before dinner. And when you accidentally put odd socks on, you keep them on. Well, this one's right up your street, Mrs. Semi-Adventurous. This Easter, pour some ginger beer over your roast lamb before you pop it into the oven. Go the extra half mile. Little twist from Sainsbury's. Live well for less.
You can live well for less than you thought at Sainsbury's, based on price perception data February 2016. Visit sainsbury's.co.uk/livewellforless.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
Coldplay.
What does real music mean to you?
Something that I can connect to emotionally and also dance badly to.
It's got to be something that makes you feel, but there could be a myriad of feelings. That's what I feel. Dance, cry, laugh.
Misery.
Well, I want to end on that one. Or joy.
Oh, joy.
That's real music.
Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Hello. Absolute Radio.
Josh and I collect tickets and wristbands for any event I go to, football, gigs, festivals, cinema. I really wish I'd done more of that.
Yeah.
Let's go collect a little ticket stubs and stuff like that. It's a little memento of something. Look back on one day. Christian, you made my morning. I also used to collect Mad magazines. Rob, let's meet up. We can talk spy to spy and also the foldouts. Seriously, I would love to do that. Now you're coming out of the woodwork. Now Keith has...
Yeah, broken. Yeah.
He has, yeah. Christian, I've got a collection of 388 pint glasses. Matt in Tamworth.
That's cool.
If you've got a Peroni one, can you send it to me? My wife broke my one. Christian, I have you and I...
I'm about to remember that day. Yeah.
Didn't necessarily pay for those glasses, did we?
No, we didn't. We were in a bad way that day.
I have Beano and Dandy annuals dating from 1969. That's amazing. That's cool, Amy, in Sunbury. All right, 7:31. Let's get the headlines now with Matt Dyson and Faker Others.
Police across Europe are searching for a suspect who's believed to have fled yesterday's terror attacks in Brussels. The man left an undetonated suicide vest behind at Zaventem Airport. His face is all over the front pages this morning. He entered the airport with two other men, thought to have been brothers, who detonated their suicide vests. Overnight, there have been a series of raids across Brussels after Islamic State claimed responsibility for killing 34 people and injuring 250 others. Belgium is starting 3 days of mourning for those who died. A minute's silence for the victims will be held at 11 o'clock this morning, our time. Last night, famous landmarks around Europe like Eiffel Tower in Paris and Brandenburg Gate in Berlin were lit up the colours of the Belgian flag. Meanwhile, in America, the US State Department is warning people about the potential risks of travelling to Europe at the moment. The terror attacks yesterday came 4 days after the capture of Salah Abdeslam, who's accused of being involved in the Paris terror attacks last November. He is due in court in Brussels later today.
Absolute Radio Sport with Sky Sports, the home of La Liga.
Security concerns about Euro 2016 feature in some of this morning's sports pages after yesterday's events in Brussels. Some papers suggest UEFA bosses will consider playing games behind closed doors if there are fears over safety. Wales midfielder Joe Ledley says he can understand why national team boss Chris Coleman's being touted for jobs in the Premier League. Both Aston Villa and Swansea are being linked with the manager after he guided Wales to their first major tournament for 58 years. He's out of contract after Euro 2016, but Ledley's hoping something can be sorted out.
What he's done for Wales and this nation is remarkable. You know, it's, he's a fantastic manager, so you know it doesn't surprise me, but you know, we obviously want to keep him with Wales.
England's cricketers are hoping to move a step closer to a place in the World 2020 semi-finals later. They take on Afghanistan in Delhi. Captain Owen Morgan says conditions will play a big part again.
I certainly think over the last two games that our batting certainly has been our strongest point. But what contributed to that was obviously how hard it was to bowl on those pitches.
That match starts at 9:30 this morning. Finally, Britain's Laura Robson is out of the Miami Open tennis after losing in straight sets to Belgium's Kirsten Flipkins. Heather Watson's in first round action later.
Absolute Radio weather.
Cloudy but mainly dry for most of us. Some rain in Northern Ireland and Scotland later. A high of 14 Celsius. Europe to date at 7:34.
This is Absolute Radio.
Now I can't for the life of me remember what I walked in here for. New music on Absolute Radio.
Every cloud is a silver line, but you still need the moon to shine. And we don't care about it. Is there something that you forgot? And you wish you could stop the clock? Without it, we don't have a clue. 'Cause we're 3 miles high, and our own is dust and feathers fly, and we can't calm down. 'Cause we burst a little bubble on the ground. Whoa, everyone has a wall to climb, but we don't really have the time to give a hoo-ha about.